you would, we'll get one for you right away. What kind of statement would you like? He said, I should think saying that this thing ought to be settled on a stabilized basis be a good thing. I said, that's fine with me. If you tell me you want that kind of statement, there'll be one. But I said, you better be sure with your panel that this isn't going to be a statement that just blows that negotiation out of the water. He said, I'll call you back in 15 minutes. He called me back in 15 minutes. He said, I've talked to the panel. They're unanimously opposed to any kind of statement. Well, I said, how about you? Well, he said, I accept their expertness. And for now, we'll just have to say I think any statement would be wrong.
How do we justify hauling steel people in here? That's national, this is the city, but if we haul them in here, try to keep them within a guidepost, and we just ignore this and up here and they go way out.
I'm sending over this memorandum, which I've just this minute signed, suggests that we go along this probing line for the rest of, or until this afternoon. But if there's no development there today, I think probably you ought to send Jim Reynolds or me up to New York to at least talk with these people to find out what's going on with it, really simply to show an interest in it.
I think maybe both of you.
Well,
both of you just fly up there and you can come on back as soon as you make an appearance so they see you and show that you're my man, and then Reynolds, as a technician, can kind of stay around and advise a little bit.
That's right. I'm suggesting here that I tried till the middle of the afternoon on it. Number two, that there's no major developments, but then you call George Meany and me over there to discuss it briefly, and unless something else comes out, that you issue a statement which I've suggested here in this memorandum.
Why would I talk to Meany?
Well, Meany's trying very hard to do something on this and possibly could. And the point would be that it's really labor's responsibility that this thing is in the mess it's in. The trouble is, of course, that Quill hates Meany just almost worse than he hates anybody else. Awful lot of cooks up there. Only two people who really know Quill, Tallwell, and Ted Keel is one of them. Arthur's the other. Arthur's, I think, trying pretty hard up there. I think he may come up with something. In the meantime, he's sort of...
Now, he tells me he's not.
Well...
He told me he's waiting for me to tell him to do something. I told him not to. I've been following your advice. He came in again last night. What he did, he came in day before yesterday, and he said, now, what do you think I ought to do with Lindsay? Lindsay's calling me. And I said, I think you ought to be courteous and return his call and tell him you're busy and the world matters and you can't get into this. I said, now, if Quill called you and he's in the hospital and he's down and out, that's something else. And I'd be interested in your reporting to me what Quill said, but do nothing, period. Last night he came in. And he said, well, Lindsay called, and I told him that, courteous, I couldn't do anything about it. Now, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to do absolutely nothing. Don't get us involved here. And let's just leave it as it is. I said, all right.
That's all right. I talked with Arthur yesterday.
You anything different?
Oh, look, there's no problem on it. It's causing a little complication, but nothing worth bothering anybody about. And it may be that he's going to have the key when it comes time to turn the key. And if he does, my God, God bless him. So no problem on it, not at all.
Okay, his pal demanding to come to see me, and I got to see him, and he's going to demand $4 or $5 billion on poverty. What I just tell him, we're going far as we can go.
Mr. President, I don't understand why Paul has the. Cloud he does, frankly, and I think sooner or later we're going to have to face up to him. Now, I know that's very easy to say, and that we go through a difficult period when we do, but yes, I think he's going to be very tough on it, from everything I've heard. Very tough, and I can only say to you that I think that there's enough. I've made some suggestions to Sarge and these other people for some administrative changes on that thing, which I think are important. I don't think they're basic. I don't think they're serious. I don't think any more is needed on it, frankly.
Is Booten doing any good over there?
I can't tell. I met with him last Friday. He's very easy to talk to and work with. I think that when the budget thing gets behind us, we can, working with with Charlie, we can bring about two or three changes there. I figure that we're probably going to have to wait till then.
I think that's right.
I'm not talking.
Wish you'd talk to Bill Moyer a little bit about that too. He can we can use him to help us some.
I've been working with Joe on it. Unfortunately, our meeting was last Friday just when the steel thing broke.
Good.
But it's all right.
Joe Califano?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, much more.